Four C-17 aircraft left from Elmendorf Air Force Base this morning, heading for Charleston Air Force Base, to assist in the military's Haitian relief effort. Elmendorf aircraft and crew will rotate into Haiti from the Charleston base. Crew members are active duty and Air National Guard members. Former KCHU Valdez reporter Amy Bracken is in Haiti and reporting for U.S. news outlets. Bracken is in a community in the hills above Port-au-Prince. She says since arriving on Saturday, she's seen improvements in the relief effort, but also some worsening conditions. She says as more aid arrives, doctors and others are getting a bit more organized, and she cites other good signs.
I'm actually standing at a restaurant right now where the owners just cooked a whole ton of rice and sauce and hot dogs and brought them out to feed people at a encampment that's right next door to them, a sort of tent camp in a park. Business is starting to open, too. Apparently, a couple of grocery stores opened. There are people selling fruits and vegetables on the roadside.
Amy, there's numerous reports of chaos and looting. How accurate are those accounts, and do you feel safe where you are?
I have felt completely safe the whole time that I've been here. I think that it's natural to, I think it's understandable to be concerned about looting and violence, but I get the sense that these reports are overblown. I talked to a UN spokesperson yesterday, and he said that his sources at the UN hadn't gotten any reports of violent incidents. When I go around and interview people, if I'm at food distributions, people normally tell me they're not concerned about security. There was one person I talked to who said he was concerned about Haitian police beating people. Sort of sometimes there's an overreaction to crowds when crowds will sort of press in, or even just lines will sort of press in, and people will get anxious to get their food, especially if they've been waiting all day. And sometimes the police will shoot into the air. I think these certain things are inevitable. And as far as the looting, I think people in a lot of circumstances, the way that they're living, people would be crazy not to see what they can get from a grocery store.
Someone that I spoke to recently who was in the country before this tragedy said that Haitians are well-versed at helping each other and helping to take care of each other and make sure that they get what they need. Is that sort of what you're seeing there, that there's not so much crime against each other as people helping each other?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, first of all, Haitians are some of the toughest, most resilient people in the world because of all the terrible stuff that's happened in this country. But I've been really moved by how much people are trying to help each other. I went by a university downtown, a state university, and all the students were outside just trying to get organized and figure out, okay, who's studying engineering, who's studying psychology, how can we get everybody together, try to get on the radio airwaves that are still functioning and communicate with each other and get with the government and come up with a plan.
There was a report today, Amy, that the U.S. military has agreed to give humanitarian deliveries priority over military flights at the airport that is being run by U.S. forces. What's been the reaction to this taking this number of days to come about?
Well, people were completely outraged when there was the sort of blockage at the airport and planes weren't getting in, and also that there were some of the stuff that was getting in was just sitting on the tarmac because there was just a lack of organization. Haiti has had so many natural disasters, and after each natural disaster, there are all these declarations by the Haitian government and the international community. We're going to get really organized about this and make sure that this delay in getting aid out doesn't happen again. So I think people have just been sort of amazed that that this would happen again, and that people in the most desperate hours after the storms weren't being helped in the way they needed to.
What are your thoughts generally about the effectiveness of the response from world organizations? How effective is it on the ground there in the communities from your perspective? What and where are the holes?
Well, I think the delay was terrible. I think it's gotten better, and people are definitely feeling that it's gotten better. But there's no sense of hope for getting their lives back. I mean, there are so many people who are just living on the streets, and I think that the people who have been hearing the news are really touched by how much money has been pledged and has been flowing in. I think that's giving people a greater sense of hope. But I think one really, really serious problem is ongoing medical problems, in infected wounds, and many, many, many amputations in a country where it's extremely difficult to have any kind of handicap getting around. So there's an urgent need for the international community, for that reason and for many others, just to maintain that kind of outpouring of support and to realize that everybody's going to need to come together to try to help build Haiti to a much better state than it ever was before.
Amy Bracken is a former APRN reporter who was based at KCHU in Valdez and is now in Haiti.